Maseches Maaser Sheni Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah discusses the 1/5 penalty that somebody incurs for redeeming their Maaser Sheni, what the halachic status is and its implications. Now, a halachic fifth is not really a fifth. It's actually an extra fourth. But when you have 5/4, so then on a certain level, that is a fifth. Hence, this is the Chomish which is talking about. So the Mishnah begins, Bahabayis Omer Basela Va'acher Omer Basela. If both the person who owns the fruit and somebody else want to try to redeem this Maaser Sheni from the fruit with a Sela, Bahabayis Koidim. The person who owns the fruit gets to do it. Why? Mipnei Shu Mosif Chomish. Because he's going to be paying more. He's paying this Chomish, this extra 1/4. Ba'abayis omer basela, va'acher omer basela ve'isar. What if the person who owns a fruit says, I want to redeem it for a sela, and someone else says, I want to redeem it for a sela and an isar, which is more. It's a sela ve'isar kodem. The person who said a sela and an isar comes first. Why? Mivneshu mosif al hakaren. Because whereas a chomesh is a penalty which is placed, the person who is redeeming it for a sela and an isar over here is adding to the principal value of the fruit, and as a result, they get to go first. Hapodem maaser sheni shelo, person who redeems maaser sheni that belongs to him, mosif alav chamishis. Again, they add a fourth, which is a fifth. Bein shu shelo, bein shu nitan lo b'matana. Whether you grew it or somebody gave you a whole bunch of untithed fruits and now it's yours to tithe, you still incur this one-fifth penalty in trying to redeem your Maaser Sheni onto coins. Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. The Mishnah continues on our theme of the penalty involved for redeeming Maaser Sheni that belongs to you onto money for its transport. The Mishnah says, Ma'arimim al Maaser Sheni, that there's a way to get out of this penalty. Ketzad, how is this? Omer Adam Livnoi Levito Agadolim, if you say to your adult daughter or son, which is over the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, La'avdo L'shivchaso Ha'ivrim, or to your Jewish, that is, repeat, Jewish slave or servant, Helech Maos Elu, Upedelach Maaser Sheni Zeh. Take this money and go redeem that Maaser Sheni. Since these people are different halachic entities, because they have their own ability to buy and sell, and they are, for the most part, separate from you, as a result, they can go and redeem this Maaser Sheni because it's not their Maaser Sheni, and therefore they would not incur that penalty. Aval lo yoimar kein livno levito ketanim. You shouldn't tell your little children, son or daughter, under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, to do such a thing. Ula avdo l'shivchaso hakenanim, or to your Canaanite servant, or maidservant, because all of them don't have a separate halachic ownership outside of your field of ownership. And as a result, them acquiring it would be as if you were acquiring it, and therefore you would incur the 1/5 penalty.